Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
There's nothing more awkward than when you come into contact with a judgy parent, somebody that like judges your parenting style. Do they ever have the right to say something to you? Elizabeth Stitt is the author, parent educator, and coach at the Joyful Parenting Coaching. You can visit her online at elizabethstitt.com. Elizabeth, do you find that parents in general tend to be very judgy when it comes to other parents?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great for parents to be supportive of other parents and to be empathetic. I can give you some examples of how I do that.
Yeah, let's do that. What do you got?
Let's say that child is about to have the meltdown in the grocery store. One of the techniques I use there, I call jump and die, jump or die. And the way that jump or die works, I provide a distraction. So I might begin to sing in line. I might drop some magazines. I might roll my cart forward a little bit and bump into them and then be really effusive with my apologizing. Not hard, just a little bump.
Wait a minute.
Right.
I want to make sure I have this straight.
Yes.
So are you talking about distracting your child, or are you talking about distracting somebody else's? So you might give them a bump with the cart? You might throw magazines at them? I want to understand.
Oh, my gosh. This is everything I want. When I can't control my toddler, which half the time I can't,
you want a stranger to throw something at her?
Yeah, just fall on the floor. Fall on the floor. Start rolling around.
Right. Do something to distract my daughter. Do something silly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Not everybody is willing to make fools of themselves in the service of supporting parents, but I am.
Elizabeth, Raven. Is part of the reason that we're so judgy, is it just because that in general, we just believe that our way is the right way and everybody else's way is dumb, right?
I think that it's a vicious circle. I think people feel judgy of other parents because they feel so judged themselves.
Like my toddler, Dakota, is she's a handful, but she's a handful with me. Her teachers tell me all the time what a good girl she is.
Right, for other people, she puts on the dating face. It's the same thing. We're on our best behavior.
Elizabeth, I want to get your take because we had callers call in earlier and they had situations where parents have judged them. And we want to know what you think and what you would have done in this situation, okay? Their child was talking a lot during a movie and somebody complained that maybe their children shouldn't be in a movie theater.
I don't think there's anything wrong with tapping the child on the shoulder and saying, hey, excuse me, I'm having a hard time hearing. Could you take that conversation outside, please?
That makes sense. All right. How about her daughter was running through the aisles at a grocery store and she got approached by another mother to control her kid?
Oh, that's easy. Elizabeth is going to act like a speed bump or something.
Just fall down on the floor and start
rolling. She's going to do some juggling or something.
Yeah.
If a kid were running around, I would kneel down and open my arms wide and the kid might run around me. But at least I'm going to slow him down. You are right, Raven. I'm going to be that speed bump.
Elizabeth Stitt, she's an author, parent educator, and coach. You can find her online at elizabethstitt.com.